Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take CEOs and business owners, 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you? What do you do?
Hi, my name is James Woods. I'm the owner of Spark Tech LLC out of Ohio. We develop custom software for businesses. We do mobile apps. We do IoT. We do web applications.
Yeah, right to the point. Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
The best thing is helping people, serving people, solving problems, being able to go into a company that's been wrestling with something, provide a fresh set of eyes, and to help them overcome that hurdle that lets them do the next big thing.
Wonderful, wonderful. James, question number three, what is the biggest challenge your business is facing in today's world?
So the biggest challenge we're facing is being able to, come in as solve the problems quickly enough, because so many people are looking for private software as a solution services. And we're getting so much influx of requests for that. Just being able to, prioritize, triage, and take care of those customers in a meaningful way.
Right. And also your current customers as well. Sure everyone's taken care of. Question number four, what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B space like yourself that you think would be a great guest for the On Fire B2B podcast?
I have a great guest. I think Chaz Horn, B2B strategist, would be an awesome guest for your podcast.
I will look him up when we're done here. So we'll check him out there. So you're ahead of schedule. You have 7 minutes and 20 seconds left. Let's get to question number five. And what advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
So under today's circumstances, we're dealing with COVID-19. And what I recommend to business owners is if you can let your employees work remotely, please let them work remotely. Now, there are challenges with working remotely, and I've kind of I put a post out, bulleting it out, but we need to make sure that the home offices are set up for success. We need to make sure that they begin the day with sending their manager, say, bullet points of, these are the things I plan on doing today, and this is what my schedule is going to look like. Managers really appreciate that. You need to always test what you're doing. From a coding perspective, which is what we are, we always say test your code, comment. Another big thing is over communication is not a bad thing whenever mm-hmm. you're working remotely. So what that means is if you have even the slightest question, socialize that, use Slack, use Jira, use Basecamp, use Teams, but always be talking with your coworkers, your managers. And they'll appreciate that. And that way you're not going, down a rabbit hole that you shouldn't be going down. Also help. Offer to help other people within your organization while you're working remotely. Some people may get a little stir crazy. Some people may, not be able to handle it. But then also you need to communicate any blockers that you have during the day. And then end your day by sending your manager a bullet list of what you've done for that day, and then let them know of any suggestions that you may have for any of the blockers that you may have, done. So that helps them to do their job, which will ultimately help you and your team to do their job.
Love it there. I'd like to actually add on to that one additional thing. I want your opinion on this is, since again, I'm working from home, I have an office and a bedroom. One thing I noticed last week that my productivity was going down because I literally was in, decent shirts and sweats all day. So now during work hours, I'm putting pants on.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. So it's good to be able to set up your home set up a schedule, a routine. And then you're not going to have the perfect routine, perfect schedule the first time, but you need to say, this is my designated working area. I'm going to get up. I'm going to have my cup of coffee. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to do my work in my work area. But you got to get dressed, right? So you need to get up, you need to get dressed, put your work clothes on. And at the end of the day, you shut down the lights, the computer, you put your chair away, you put your pencils away, and then you're done working. That way you have a clear delineation between, your work and your home.
Right. Yeah. And even then, I'm not saying like, yo, don't dress up in a suit and tie if that's what you normally dress up. Just treat every day that you're working at home as casual Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that part there. Let's get to question six.
All right.
This is the most important question of the podcast, James.
All right. Focus. All right. I'm ready.
Tell me about your first time.
Okay. So my first sale, it was, oh my goodness, it was a while ago. So it was a software project. I was approached by a lawyer who wanted to do a startup company. And he needed an MVP, which is minimal viable product. Mm-hmm. It was for a gift exchange type of a solution. So I took that on and learned a lot, especially working with a lawyer on what to do and what not to do, how to cross my T's and dot my I's. And we got the MVP done, but the product never launched because the lawyer didn't want to take it to the next phase. But that was my first time, and that was a couple decades ago.
But you got paid, though.
I did, yes.
There you go. That's the important part there. So, James, you have 3 minutes and 4 seconds left. Promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather. Or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
All right. Thank you. So I do want to send a message out there to everyone that is working remote, all the businesses. We're a software development company. We work on such things as private software as a service, or private SaaS is what is most commonly known as. And what that can do is it can let your company batch, delegate tasks for workers so they don't have to VPN in, so they don't have to remote desktop in. It gives out particular privileges to people that need it, and then they can do it all from their web browser. So you don't need to have a lot of infrastructure in order to do that. And then we can hook right into any ERP system, MRP system that you currently use. So that's one of our key things.
Love it there. 2 minutes and 4 seconds left. Anything else, or we're ending early, and that is okay.
So one more question for you is, who turned you on to the hat?
Turned me on to the hat? I used to be a political consultant. Full disclaimer, we're not talking parties. No political discussion whatsoever. So what happened is when I say that literally jumped into my lap, I am not kidding. I've never trained to be a political consultant, never had any aspirations to be one. I have with my buddies, we're having some drinks. I'm like, okay, I'm not a Bush, Kennedy, Clinton, Trump, et cetera, et cetera. I don't have the Ivy League degree, and I'm not rich AF. So how am I going to get noticed in this industry? And my friend, who had way too many drinks, was like, man, you're going to be like the Mad Hatter of politics or something, aren't you? I'm like, let's work with that. You know, let's take the beer away because you're done, but let's work with that. And then really what happened was I started wearing the hat everywhere I went, and I became really well known as the guy in the hat. And I don't know if you've ever been to a political event on either side of the spectrum, but it's a bunch of old nerds, let's just be flat out there, and every time they see someone, they would do the dumb wave across the room. No one can look cool doing that, not even Brad Pitt. Yep. So I would just look at him, and I would just do the, just like,
oh,
that.
There you go. And you know what? To segue off on that, we allow companies to do that with software. So by not being having the same solution, we can give you something private. We can give you something to do the whole, nod of the hat to. Mm-hmm. That's what we do for companies.
So. Love it. Love it. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Say your website for me.
It's teamsparktech.com.
Good. You don't need to spell it because it's already in the description.
All right. Thank you.
Look at that there.
Hashtag Spark Nation, and we love LinkedIn.
Perfect, perfect. That's where this will be posted first. James, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.